Welcome, Andy. So you grew up in Jackson?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I grew up, yeah, I spent my younger years, grew up in Wilson, Wyoming, and then went to middle school in Jackson. And then after college, I moved back there and spent most of my 20s there.
Cool. Did you often partake in the abundant outdoor recreation in the area?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I was on the snowboard team,
Oh,
and
great.
the elementary school and the middle school, they even have a winter. Like a Wonderland winter week where you spend a week, on the mountain, no school allowed, just snowboarding
That's
and skiing.
great. There has been plenty of snow this year too, by the way.
So I've heard, but I've been in California. We're kind of ramping things up for our band and playing shows out here.
Who were some of your early musical influences?
Well, it's funny because my dad had a big influence on the music that I listened to as a kid, and so he had a convertible at the time and would play Michael Jackson and The Who, The Doors,
All right.
lots of the Beatles and some other great classic bands. So that had a big impact, I think, on my eardrums at the time.
Sure. Tell us about the band Wyah. Was it formed in LA?
No, it was formed in Jackson, Wyoming, and we were working on film scores out there, and in between scoring documentaries and a lot of action sports content, we started writing songs and making demos out there. And then we took the demos to a producer in Los Angeles, Brad Wood, who kind of brought us through the finish line. And from there, we formed the other members of the band who play with us now are from California.
You attended film school in New York?
I did, yeah. I went to a few different film schools and then eventually ended up in New York. And a lot of the projects that I worked on in film school were, had kind of a music was the base of every project I worked on. So I kind of incorporated that into all my film projects. And then I worked in film for a few years after that. And then started writing music for film.
Great. You recently released your new single and video Moonlight from the upcoming sophomore album Changes. The video shows stunning landscapes, starry skies, along with the band, a couple that seem to be on the run, a campfire scene, and an old pickup. And was it shot here in Wyoming?
Yeah, we shot the Moonlight music video in Dubois, Wyoming. A couple friends of mine who I went to school with in Jackson own an art ranch in Dubois, Wyoming. It's called Three Spear Ranch, and they're hoping to do some art retreats at the ranch. So we're helping them promote that place, and it's really, really beautiful. We had such a good time out there with that group, shooting under the stars and during sunset and sunrise and throughout the day. And yeah, I think Dubois is quite different from Jackson. It's more deserty, and we were happy to get kind of our other music videos that we shot were in Jackson, Wyoming. And so yeah, we went out there for this one and captured some different scenery, a little different take on Wyoming.
The video is up on our website, wyomingsounds.org, for your viewing and listening pleasure. And we'll play a little Moonlight now from the band Wyo on Wyoming Sounds.
Running under the lights with you by my side.
Moonlight from the band Wyo on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Andy Sorge from Jackson, now based in Los Angeles. And Andy, you work with, it's Scott Gibson, right?
Yes, yeah, Scott and I met about a decade ago, and we started collaborating on film projects together, writing music for film. And he's been my co-writing partner throughout this project.
Now, did you have the video Moonlight in mind first, before putting the song together?
You know, we wrote the lyrics for Moonlight with a theme in mind, and it's one of a few songs on the album that kind of tell a story about a couple that are escaping from a dangerous scenario, and Moonlight's the third song in this storyline, where they escape and they're getting away from the danger under the night sky. So the song was kind of written with the visuals in mind,
mm-hmm.
and then we went and created the Moonlight video after that.
I appreciate the panoramic sound and, of course, the video. And both you and Scott, you've done some composition with music for documentaries, commercials, and maybe short films. Is that right? What are some of the projects you've worked on?
Yeah, recently we've worked with Teton Gravity Research quite a bit, and we recently scored a documentary that they just released about Andy Irons. He's a world champion surfer who passed away during the opioid epidemic in 2008. And so it's kind of a tragic story about his life and how he achieved world fame. And then, unfortunately, his life was taken away from him. But that movie circulated through theaters. And we were able to go to some home theaters and that were sold out, you know, and watch our work on the big screen, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done a lot of action sports related content. It's kind of funny that in Jackson, Wyoming, like Teton Gravity Research there, they do a lot of surf content as well as snow. But so, yeah, we've done a lot of work for them in commercials for various brands and podcasts, all different types of scoring work.
I expect videos are more important than ever for musicians, especially when releasing new music.
Videos help, yeah. You know, if you have a music video, it's a lot easier to share these things on social media. I think people like to click and watch visuals to the music. So it's easier to promote what you have going on if you have some visuals that they can watch. Because it seems like in this day and age, everybody is on their iPhones and scrolling through Instagram and Facebook. And if Yeah, it definitely helps to create a music video to grab their attention.
And you're getting set for a showcase at South by Southwest, is that correct?
Yeah, we're headed to South by Southwest on March 13th. I've always wanted to play there. I've attended a few times and was very envious and jealous of the bands up on the stage. And it's been a goal of mine to get up on that stage as well. Well, there's plenty of stages there. So we've got a handful of shows that we're going to be playing out there prior to coming out to Jackson and playing under the tram on March 30th.
That's great. And you'll have the full band for the March 30th show in Teton Village?
Yeah, we're going to have the full band, and we're going to be playing for 2 hours.
So wow.
That will be actually our longest set to date, yeah. But we've got 20 songs now because we're going to be playing, you know, the 10 songs from our second album as well as the 10 songs from our first. So I think we'll be able to make that mark and play for 2 hours.
Well, best of luck and safe travels to Austin and then back to Wyoming. And more information on the band Wyo is available at wyotheband.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can link to the Moonlight video at wyomingsounds.org. Thank you so much, Andy.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.